Midnight on the Moon. Prologue. One summer day, in Frog Creek, Pennsylvania, a mysterious treehouse appeared in the woods. 8-year-old Jack and his 7-year-old sister Annie climbed into the treehouse. The treehouse was filled with books, and it was magic. It could go any place that was in a book. All Jack and Annie had to do was to point to a picture and wish to go there. They visited dinosaurs, knights, an Egyptian queen, pirates, ninjas, and the Amazon rainforest. Along the way, they discovered that the treehouse belonged to Morgan Le Fay. Morgan was a magical librarian from the time of King Arthur. She traveled through time and space, gathering books for her library. One day, Jack and Annie found a note that said Morgan was under a spell. Jack and Annie set out in the magic treehouse to find 4 special things that would free her. With the help of a mouse named Peanut, Jack and Annie found the first thing in old Japan, the second in the Amazon rainforest, and the third in the Ice Age. Now, Jack, Annie, and Peanut are ready to find the last thing in Midnight on the Moon. Chapter 1, by Moonlight.
"Jack,"
whispered a voice. Jack opened his eyes. He saw a figure in the moonlight.
"Wake up. Get dressed."
It was his sister, Annie. Jack turned on his lamp. He rubbed his eyes. Annie was standing beside his bed. She wore jeans and a sweatshirt.
"Let's go to the treehouse," she said.
"What time is it?" asked Jack. He put on his glasses.
"Don't look at your clock," said Annie.
Jack looked at his clock.
"Oh, man," he said. "It's midnight. It's too dark." "No, it isn't. The moon makes it bright enough to see," said Annie.
"Wait till morning," said Jack.
"No, now," said Annie. "We have to find the fourth M thing. I have a feeling that the full moon might help us."
"That's nuts," said Jack. "I want to sleep."
"You can sleep when we come back home," said Annie. "No time will have passed."
Jack sighed. "Oh, brother," he said, but he got out of bed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?